Quidditch Through the Ages by J.K. Rowling. Copyright 2001 by J.K. Rowling. Read by Eric Sandvold. Property of Hogwarts School Library. Name of borrower: O. Wood. Date due back: 9 April. Name of borrower: B. Dunstan. Date due back: 16 May. M. Flint, 22 June. C. Diggory, 3 July. A. Johnson, 19 July. E. McMillan, 12 August. T. Book, 21 August. S. Fawcett, 16 September. K. Bundy, 10 October. K. Ball, 19 October. C. Warrington, 13 November. J. Dorney, 6 December. T. Knott, 22 January. S. Copper, 31 January. M. Bulstrode, 6 February. F. Weasley, 15 February. H. Granger, 2 March. H. Potter, 11 March.
A warning: if you rip, tear, shred, bend, fold, deface, disfigure, smear, smudge, throw, drop, or in any other manner damage, mistreat, or show lack of respect towards this book, the consequences will be as awful as it is within my power to make them. Irma Pince, Hogwarts Librarian.
With thanks, J.K. Rowling, Comic Relief, UK, and Scholastic Incorporated would like to thank the following individuals and organizations for their generous contributions in this endeavor: HarperCollins Publishers, Command Web Offset, Quebecor World, USA Corporation, R.R. Donnelly and Sons, Alliance Forest Product Incorporated, Digicon Imaging Incorporated, J.M. Wechter and Associates Incorporated, Rose Printing Company, I.C.G. Holliston, Lehigh Press Incorporated, The Display Connection Incorporated, Universal Printing Company, J.Y. International Incorporated, Sales Division of Lee Fung Asco Printers, Berryville Graphics, Von Hoffman, Leo Pacific Pier, Four Lakes Color Graphics Incorporated, Schneider National Incorporated, Combined Express Incorporated, Fay Publishing, Delta Corrugated Paper Products Corporation, Webcrafters Incorporated, Yellow Corporation. And of course, the publisher would especially like to thank J.K. Rowling for creating this book and so generously giving all her royalties from it to Comic Relief. Quidditch Through the Ages, Kenilworthy Wisp. Praise for Quidditch Through the Ages.
Kenilworthy Wisp's painstaking research has uncovered a veritable treasure trove of hitherto unknown facts about the sport of warlocks. A fascinating read.
Matilda Bagshot, author, A History of Magic. Wisp has produced a thoroughly enjoyable book. Quidditch fans are sure to find it both instructive and entertaining. Editor, Witch Broomstick.
The definitive work on the origins and history of Quidditch. Highly recommended.
Brutus Scrimgeour, author, The Beater's Bible.
Mr. Wisp shows a lot of promise. If he keeps up the good work, he may well find himself sharing a photo shoot with me one of these days.
Gilderoy Lockhart, author, Magical Me.
Bet you anything it'll be a bestseller. Go on, I bet you.
Ludovic Bagman, England and Wimborne Wasps Beater.
I've read worse.
Rita Skeeter, Daily Prophet. About the author. Kenilworthy Wisp is a renowned Quidditch expert, and, he says, fanatic. He is the author of many Quidditch-related works, including The Wonder of Wigtown Wanderers, He Flew Like a Madman, a biography of Dangerous Di Llewellyn, and Beating the Bludgers, a study of defensive strategies in Quidditch. Kenilworthy Wisp divides his time between his home in Nottinghamshire and wherever Wigtown Wanderers are playing this week. His hobbies include backgammon, vegetarian cookery, and collecting vintage broomsticks. Foreword.
Quidditch Through the Ages is one of the most popular titles in the Hogwarts School Library. Madam Pince, our librarian, tells me that it is pawed about, dribbled on, and generally maltreated nearly every day. A high compliment for any book. Anyone who plays or watches Quidditch regularly will relish Mr. Wisp's book, as do those of us interested in wider wizarding history. As we have developed the game of Quidditch, so it has developed us. Quidditch unites witches and wizards from all walks of life, bringing us together to share moments of exhilaration, triumph, and, for those who support the Chudley canons, despair. It was with some difficulty, I must own, that I persuaded Madam Pince to part with one of her books, so that it might be copied for wider consumption. Indeed, when I told her it was to be made available to Muggles, she was rendered temporarily speechless, and neither moved nor blinked for several minutes. When she came to herself, she was thoughtful enough to ask whether I had taken leave of my senses. I was pleased to reassure her on that point, and went on to explain why I had taken this unprecedented decision. Muggle readers will need no introduction to the work of Comic Relief UK, which, funnily enough, has nothing to do with the American organization of the same name. So I now repeat my explanation to Madam Pince for the benefit of witches and wizards who have purchased this book. Comic Relief UK uses laughter to fight poverty, injustice, and disaster. Widespread amusement is converted into large quantities of money, over $250 million since they started in 1985, which is the equivalent of over 174 million pounds, or 34 million galleons. Everyone involved in getting this book to you, from the author to the publisher to the paper suppliers, printers, binders, and booksellers, contributed their time, energy, and materials free or at a reduced cost, making it possible for proceeds from